Michel Sviatchevsky conducted the orchestra of the Gulbenkian Foundation in a performance of Symphony No. 2 in D major, composed by Étienne-Nicolas Méhul in 1808 and 1809. Now, let that settle somewhat in your subconscious until we get to Beethoven's Third Symphony. Next, though, is a work for flute, harp, and orchestra by the American composer Howard Hanson, who lived from 1896 until 1981. Hanson's Serenade for Flute, Harp, and String Orchestra was composed as a birthday gift in 1945 for his soon-to-be wife, Margaret Elizabeth Nelson, known to friends and family as Peggy. Long one of Howard Hanson's best-known compositions, let's listen now to the Serenade for Flute, Harp, and String Orchestra, Opus 35. The flute soloist is Susan Heppner, the harpist is Nicolas Thuillet, and the Canadian Chamber Ensemble is conducted by Chose Komatsu.
Thank you.
We just heard the Serenade for Flute, Harp and String Orchestra, Opus 35, composed by Howard Hanson in 1945 as a birthday gift for his bride-to-be. Whether or not there was dinner out afterwards is unknown. We heard it performed by flautist Susan Hepner, harpist Nicolas Thuillet, and the Canadian Chamber Ensemble, conducted by Chose Komatsu. Since my early tweens, way back in the mid-1970s, I have been a big fan of Chicago-based electric blues band Siegel Schwall. The band was formed in 1964 by keyboardist Corky Siegel and guitar player Jim Schwall. They played together as a band until 1974, but afterwards did occasionally appear together and recorded two more albums in 1988 and 2005 to add to their respectable and highly successful previous releases of 10 albums. In 1973, the Siegel Schwall Band recorded a composition dating from 1968 by fellow Chicagoan, composer, arranger, and musician William Russo. A proponent of both the Chicago blues style as well as what became known as third stream music, a fusion of classical and jazz, his three pieces for blues band and orchestra demonstrated what could also be done by melding classical and blues music together. In 1966, conductor Seiji Ozawa saw the Siegel Schwall Band perform live at Big John's in Chicago. Ozawa conceived the idea of combining blues and classical music. The following year, Ozawa conducted a performance of William Russo's Symphony No. 2, subtitled Titans, at the Ravinia Festival. Shortly after that, Russo was commissioned to write and orchestrate the composition that became three pieces for blues band and symphony orchestra. While the orchestra parts are fully delineated, the blues band parts are more broadly outlined, leaving significant room for musical improvisation. Three Pieces for Blues Band and Symphony Orchestra was first performed at the Ravinia Festival on July 7, 1968, by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Ozawa and the Siegel Schwall Band. But the work had to wait until 1973 for Deutsche Grammophon to record it with the Siegel Schwall Band and Seiji Ozawa in a performance by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. Here is that recording of Three Pieces for Blues Band and Orchestra by William Russo.
Thank you. Thank you.